How can you be certain about code quality, especially with AI assistance? That's what we'll explore in Module 6.2. We're focused on artifact integrity and SBOMs, Software Bill of Materials. It's about verifying precisely what's included in your AI-augmented development. Let's ensure trust in every line. Artifacts are really the heart of the software supply chain. I'm talking about the final products, container images, binaries, packages. Ensuring their integrity is vital from build to deployment. And with AI's growing influence, consider AI-generated code, models, and training data as artifacts too. Maintaining artifact integrity is paramount. Verifying an artifact's authenticity is crucial. How do we do it? One approach, and it's quite clever, is using cryptographic signatures. Specifically, SigStore offers a tool called CoSign. What's neat is that CoSign lets you sign container images without the headache of directly managing cryptographic keys. It leverages your existing identity provider, streamlining the whole process. A Software Bill of Materials, or SBOM, is one of our strongest software security tools. It's like a complete ingredient list, providing a formal record of every component. Why is it so important? SBOMs give us transparency across the software supply chain, which is crucial. This transparency is especially useful for vulnerability management. Tracking vulnerabilities over time becomes much easier with an SBOM. When it comes to SBOM formats, SPDX and CycloneDX are strong contenders. SPDX is an ISO standard, so it's like the lingua franca for SBOMs. Its widespread adoption makes it compatible with many tools. CycloneDX comes from OWASP, the Open Web Application Security Project. Understanding these options helps you choose the right fit. SBOMs are essentially detailed software ingredient lists. The real beauty of SBOMs is automation. You don't have to build these things by hand. There are some great tools out there. For container images, I like Sift. It gives you a really detailed look at the contents. And for applications, CDXGen is excellent. It's particularly good at pinpointing those application-level dependencies. Automation makes SBOMs much easier to manage. SBOM generation really shines when it's a natural part of your workflow. The trick is baking it right into your CI/CD pipeline. Generate those SBOMs with every single build. That way, you're getting the broadest coverage and the most current dependency data possible. Then, think of your SBOMs as essential build artifacts, storing them securely where you keep everything else. Traditional SBOMs? They often fall short with AI. They just don't capture the nuances of AI components. That's where the AI Bill of Materials, the AI BOM, becomes crucial. Think of it as an extension of the SBOM, but specifically designed for AI. It details the AI models, the training data behind them, and even the AI tools used in their creation. It's all about transparency in the AI lifecycle. Securing container images is key to a strong security setup. Think about your base images. Lean options like Distroless or Alpine minimize potential vulnerabilities. Also, scan those images before deployment. Automation is your friend here. Tools like Trivy and Claire can catch issues early. Prioritizing these steps greatly improves your security. Your artifact registry? It's core to your supply chain, so locking it down is key. Think about access control. Give teams only what they need. Fine-grained permissions, push for some, pull for others, scoped to specific repositories, that's the goal. And make sure you've enabled vulnerability scanning. It's a must-have. Provenance and attestation. That's where we ensure trust. Think of build provenance as a digital birth certificate for your software. It cryptographically proves the artifact's origin. We capture where it was built, when, how, and by whom. This gives everyone confidence in its integrity. Vulnerability exchange documents, or VEX, are a powerful way to focus your vulnerability management efforts. Think of VEX as working with your SBOM. And SBOM tells you what's in your software, but VEX clarifies if a specific vulnerability is relevant to you. VEX documents are machine-readable and tell you if a product is affected, not affected, under investigation, or fixed. Understanding VEX can save you time and resources. Vulnerability management takes a leap forward when we automate VEX generation and distribution. Think about it. Knowing a component is vulnerable is one thing, but knowing if it's exploitable in your environment? That's the real value. Reachability analysis lets us generate VEX, and then we can distribute that information alongside the SBOM. Suddenly, you have much richer context for every vulnerability. Want to make artifact integrity a reality? It's all about baking security directly into your development pipeline. Start by automating SBOM creation. Tools like SIFT and CDXGen easily integrate into your CI/CD. Next up, digitally sign those container images. CoSign offers keyless signing, which makes the process much simpler. Finally, scan your images regularly. This helps you quickly find and address vulnerabilities. To keep AI secure, we need constant vigilance. It's like a garden. You can't just plant it and ignore it. Artifact integrity is key. Think SBOMs, AI bombs, signing, attestation, and VEX. These tools are now essential to protecting our future. Hopefully, that gave you a better understanding of the topic. I wanted to highlight the key points and provide useful insights. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss anything further or elaborate on specific areas you'd like to explore. Let me know what's on your mind.